As we sat on classroom chairs across from each other and began to converse, I could tell that this was an intelligent young man. Young, around 30, handsome and articulate, this is not the type of person you would expect to meet in jail. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. We talked about many things, faith, family, college, and politics. I can't remember the exact conversation, but what I do remember was when our time was up, he hugged me and said, "That must be what it feels like to have a father." Our conversation of 15 or so minutes were his first father-son talk, his first conversation with a father figure, someone that he could look up to. "I wish I had more time, but tomorrow I'm being shipped out to prison for 25 years," he said between tears. Those words haunted me as I drove home from the jail that night, that must be what it feels like to have a father. Through my own tears, I remembered that a huge percentage of men in prison have no fathers. And if a man spends time in jail, the odds are better than 50% that his children will as well. When I returned home, my wife was waiting for me, reading the newspaper on the couch in the family room. And as I entered the room and gave her a big, "It's good to be home" kiss, she said, "Did you read this story of a prisoner who raped a 6-year-old girl?" After the night I had, I blurted out, "They better keep me away from him or I'll wring his neck." She said they sentenced him to 25 years in prison. And with that, my wife went off to bed and I stayed behind, needing some time to unwind from a long night at the jail. I picked up the paper and read the article and realized that the prisoner she was talking about was the man I had just spoken with at the jail. I can't begin to explain the feelings that were going through my mind, trying to make sense of this and finding no answers. I really began to feel that jail ministry just wasn't for me. A few weeks later, the incident still haunting me, I had a chance to have lunch with a good friend and psychologist, Dr. Ray, at an outdoor cafe in Naples, Florida. I shared this story with him. "Tony, what do you call a 6-year-old who is raped?" he asked me. "Well, I'd call that child a victim," I blurted out. "And what do you call a person who commits such a crime?" Dr. Ray continued. "A criminal," I responded. And then he said something that still resonates with me. "Tony, they're the same person. I would bet you lunch that this man was abused as a child himself, and since then no one, not the system, not a teacher, not a doctor, judge, or friend, has offered to get him help. You see, there are two victims here." When I returned to Ohio, I did some research and found out that what Dr. Ray said was true. Not only was he abused himself, but he begged the system to get him help, and they simply sentenced him to 25 years. He'll be over 50 years old by the time he's released, but if there is no help for him in prison, he will simply return to society with the same problems. That was almost 8 years ago. I'm still doing jail ministry, and not a day goes by that I don't offer up a prayer for that defenseless child and for this young man. I still hear his trembling voice in my mind. That must be what it feels like to have a father. This is Tony Agnese.